Onus Productions presents All Is Forgiven, an episodic musical podcast written by Serene Dominic. Episode 6, Too Hot for Crushed Velvet. When we last saw Vic, he had been strong-armed into going along with the Orzonian sinister plan to manufacture and distribute large quantities of crystal meth. In essence, Vic is returning to the criminal activity he went into the Witness Protection Program to escape. Jemali's idea involves molding the crystal meth into the shape of cacti and crying coyotes in order to appeal to Scottsdale patrons. But this plan is being met with tired resistance from Vic, who has been kept artificially awake for the last 48 hours by a concoction the Orzonians have made that contains amphetamine, film emulsion, and U-Ban.
Is this how you want it?
Yes. Cool down the crystal meth and the crying coyote mold. Then leave a rectangular notch in the back to put the magnetic strip. I'll have the cactus molds ready in a minute.
We could probably move this stuff a lot easier and at a lower cost if we didn't have to try to make them double as kitchen magnets.
Someday, simple Earth One, when you have a billion-dollar idea, then I will butt my 12 noses in your business.
12 noses? I suppose that's some higher form of intelligent design.
Believe me, you don't want to see what's underneath our headdresses. It will shake you to your gist.
Gist?
Epicenter. Perimeter. Core! It will shake you to your core.
I'll have you know, on the seven moons of Orzo, we are both considered quite handsome and flexible.
Swell.
It is swell. You have no idea.
We have decided the scale and scope of this enterprise requires more personnel, so we have assembled a pit crew for you to boss and demean at will. But note that we will be here to boss and demean you if you do not meet our own strident metrics.
So where did you get people for this pit crew?
Many of them are your friends and neighbors, all of whom were easy enough to extort. Now they must submit to our demands. Life, all at once, so succulent and sweet.
Anyone with a checkered past who could be rounded up within a three-block radius of Vic's paint store is being marched into the makeshift meth lab in chains and sporting severely tilted heads. Vic recognizes the first face to emerge from the shadows. It is his assistant manager and friend, Nathan.
Nathan!
Am I glad to see you, Vic. Yesterday I looked up from mixing a can of Glidden Extra Gloss and suddenly realized you weren't you anymore. There was just some buckethead guy in your place. Although I must say, he was really giving Taco Thursday some heavy consideration.
The cloaking shields must have failed when the reverse facial recognition gave way. Fool!
Jemali slaps Rotel, the designer of the reverse facial recognition software.
How could anyone work under these primitive conditions?
In walks Mrs. Novotny, a frequent customer at the paint store, along with Hector, the waiter at Brusco's, the Italian restaurant Vic took Shanabella to on their first and only date.
That restaurant is not even run by an Italian or Italian family. It's run by Albanians.
Whoa. Oh, what if it isn't the man who's afraid of cannelloni?
Hector, how are you extorting him?
Well, for one thing, he doesn't like his job very much. And he doesn't even do it very well. And for another thing, he's not even Italian.
Really, Hector? You don't want anyone to know what everyone else here has already figured out?
Look, he said he was going to put me in a choke collar if I didn't do what he asked. It sounded hot.
The even less cordial Mrs. Novotny goes straight up to Vic and slugs him with her cumbersome handbag.
Mrs. Novotny!
This is all your fault! You're a thug who's drawn us all into your web of iniquity! Now these space thugs are blackmailing me!
You how?
I was shoplifting getting from your lousy store. Rust removal, sponges, brushes, shelf clamps, rollers, masking tape, cop guns, sealants, you name it. I stole it and I sold it to your competitor for cost.
You said she was sweet on me, Nathan.
I don't know.
And instead of painting my kitchen, I just covered the wall with your paint swatches.
Well, the paint swatches are free as a courtesy to you, Mrs. Novotny.
Oh, I had to steal. I can't eat dog food. My intestines can't break it down. Now all this? I'm too young to go to jail.
As Mrs. Novotny and Hector are marched away, more familiar faces appear. The two VIPs from the coop, as well as the Gentlemen's Club bouncer, Scooter, still dressed like a medieval falconer, but less intimidating now that he is in chains and without a mechanical bird.
That damn mechanical bird was spying on me! That damn mechanical bird was spying on me!
I believe you know Yi Lim, emissions cheating Japanese car manufacturer.
Oh, now I must go soak my eyes.
And who can forget this lovely, outstanding student loan welcher.
Shauna Bella Hasner, reporting for duty, sir.
We decided to give her a workstation next to yours since she doesn't mean anything to you.
Wait! You told them I don't mean anything to you?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. What with them using you for an intercom and everything.
You ingrate? After I almost gave you the night of your life. Not many 55-year-old men get to go to the moon and back in just one night. Just remember that the next time you tell a freakazoid, I don't mean anything to you.
We thought he was cliffing. He didn't even blink when we said we'd harm you severely. It was only when we threatened his ex-wife with disfigurement that he relented in his obstinacy.
That tears it! I hope you and your little pity shrine are gonna be very happy.
Bless the spirits. Claire and Claire alike. A celebration is in order.
Notwithstanding your over-the-moon mood, the atmosphere here is a little tense. It might be a little more productive if we had a radio or something to keep everyone's spirits up.
Radios are too dangerous. Just the other day, while we were monitoring your airwaves, we heard a very agitated newscaster editorializing about the indomitable human spirit, and it proved too incendiary for our liking. Do you remember it, Rotel?
It went, just a little faith, just a little trust. If you believe in love, love can move mountains.
That wasn't a newscast, that was a Celine Dion song.
That was singing? It was very shrill. I'm not exactly sure. Do you believe in love, Mr. Mastaroni?
At the moment, shackled, tyrannized, subjugated, abandoned, betrayed, and sleep-deprived? No. No, I don't.
Good, because we want you to concentrate on moving crystal methadrin and not moving the mountains. The mountains can stay where they are. As a mood enhancer, I suggest you all sing some spirituals. We have read about how when humans enslaved others of your own species, it said those slaves sang their hearts out and it kept them productive. This slavery went on for hundreds of years. Nobody wanted it to end. Maybe you should try it, Mr. Mastaroni. Here, I'd like to share some of the music Orzonians enjoy.
This music sounds kind of grumpy to me, but... Arizona, the heat is upon me now. Any minute the DA will be swarming me now. Attention, prize shoppers, if you see helicopters, this ain't the place you wanna be now. Here, cooking crystal in the shape of a cactus. The tourist gonna fix them to the fridge with a magnet. Crying coyotes with eyes of peyote. It's a dopey idea, but you tell it to your friends, the Orzonians.
Professor, one with killer dealer, innocent, simple, not living in that condition. I broke the laws, not jaws, but I never made a killing. So don't hold out for a halo, only did it for De Niro. And to save my wife and kid, I sang like Caruso to the bureau. Sweetie pie, I'm doing time, I ain't doing shit. Gonna keep my hell low, just gonna soldier through it. Cause the heat is upon me now. The heat is upon me now.
All is Forgiven will return after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Katie Sagal. Don't bring that old wreck down to your auto repair anymore. And don't park it on your lawn like some rusty old sculpture. I'm sure there are a lot of memories in these cars. But when it's time to part ways, you want to know you're doing something good. If you've got an old car you need to get rid of, donate it to the National Kidney Foundation. They'll pick it up and use it to help save lives. It's tax deductible, and it's free. It doesn't even have to run. And yes, of course, they take motorcycles, too.
Hello, this is Serene Dominic. I hope you're enjoying this presentation of All Is Forgiven. In these difficult days we're all facing because of the pandemic, we find ourselves cooped up with our furry little pooches. And since you can't go to the dog park, if you're looking for something to make their tails wag, gather them around the computer or your entertainment center and watch LeashTV.com. That's right, Townsley. Now you can have Fido-friendly programming on demand as LeashTV.com streams tail-wagging entertainment for your faithful pup on your computer 24/7, 365 days a year. LeashTV.com. Since we're all going to the dogs, we might as well keep them entertained. Thank you.
We now return you to All Is Forgiven.
Seriously? I hope you're just playing possum here and have some kind of plan concocted to get us all out of this indentured servitude.
Plan? I ain't got a plan, and I ain't planning on planning a plan.
These guys think you're a killer. They traveled all this way. You at least owe it to them to make some attempt on their lives.
All I have left is a family I still need to protect.
Protect? Please. All these Orzonians seem to know how to do is throw their voice like any semi-decent ventriloquist might and give people temporary whiplash. They are weak and vulnerable, I tell you. Did you ever notice how they never venture farther than a few blocks to get whatever they need? And their choices here for qualified meth makers is a bit...
Shanabella eyes Mrs. Novotny taking pills from her daily dosage carrier.
Lazy. How these Orzonians always seem tired just coming down from the attic.
I don't know, they seem kind of jumpy to me.
They're low-energy vampires, I tell you. I've read Twilight, and I work in a strip club. I know how to read body language.
So how come you haven't raised arms against the invaders?
I haven't been in a situation where I could distract them long enough. I'm limited in this area. Tits and ass have no effect on them. And it's two of them together all the time, double-teamed.
Have you ever seen them do anything, supernatural?
Not firsthand, but yesterday... When they spoke through me when it was time to terrorize Scooter, they forgot I could still listen to them talking amongst themselves. Apparently, they are good jumpers, they are able to fly, or they used to be able to, and they seem to have more energy at night and are reclusive during the day.
Anything else?
They sing at night to ward off predators. It's weird. It can be hypnotic. That's how they were able to chain me to my 1967 RCA stereo console.
Wait a minute, you have a big useless stereo console too?
Yeah, I was about to tell you, but I was in a 90-degree headlock.
How do I know you're not one of them? That they didn't implant all this useless trivia into your young brain to attract me?
That's always been there. They exploited it for their own means, that's all. I don't know why I know Mr. Fields from Abbott and Costello. What hit Steve and Edie had together. Who did the voice of Robbie the Robot?
Well, that's easy. It's Marvin Miller, star of The Millionaire.
Also known in syndication as If I Had a Million. never felt there could be any applicable future in all this minutia until I met you. Get on over there and put Operation Whoop-Ass into action.
What? Now?
No. Tomorrow, when we've already been worked to death for 24 hours yet. Here comes Rotel, and he's alone. Now's your chance. I'll make conversation. You knock him unconscious and grab his keys.
Rotel walks over to Shanabella after rolling his eyes with condescension at Vic. He begins complimenting Shanabella on her singing.
It didn't sound at all like Celine Dion. It was nice.
Well, thank you. I really like the way you sing, too. Your way of singing, that is. Sometimes late at night, I can hear it.
Do you like it? Really like it?
Oh, yes. It's very hypnotic.
Huh. You know, back in Orzo, I sang professionally. Of course, I let it go when my malevolent extraterrestrial career began in earnest. Now, I only sing at night to ward off predators.
Uh-oh, say, Rotel, is that an imperfection on this molding?
Where?
Right here.
Where?
Yeah, you got it right.
Ow! Vic takes Rotel's helmet and bashes it against the table, a trick that manages to render him unconscious.
Jeez, I didn't think that was gonna work. I mean, it's a fucking helmet. How is he gonna get knocked out?
I was just hoping to dent it so he couldn't see.
I can't believe he fell for that old gag. So much for their superior intellect. What do we do next? Maybe we should just hide him somewhere so we can go double or nothing on Gemini?
Yeah, let's drag him under the desk. That's what the third graders used to do to me. Yeah, I fell for it.
Oh my God, he's cold like a marble slab. He's not breathing and something's oozing out of his head.
Yeah, it smells like white vinegar. You don't think that he's dead from that?
If it's cold like a dead duck and doesn't breathe like a dead duck, it's a dead duck in my estimation.
Damn!
What's the matter now?
It's probably a bad time to admit this, but I never actually killed anybody.
You what?
Yeah, the mob wanted me to be a lone enforcer, but I was labeled too good-hearted. So I was demoted to money laundering and meth making.
Well, when Gemini finds out you killed his little buddy, he'll freak.
Funny, I don't get the sense that they were really that close.
Here comes Gemini, quick, find the keys.
I can't find him. Where does he keep them?
Keys. Keys. No.
Will Vic and Shanabella's escape plan work? Or will it land them into even more dire perils once Gemini finds his little buddy Rotel is dead? Is Mrs. Novotny in equal danger when the Orzonians uncover her secret plot to steal all of their meth-making supplies? Will all of the Sunny Slope captives ever see the light of exculpation and get to the place where all is forgiven? All Is Forgiven is a Serene Dominic Onus production. The part of Vic was played by Serene Dominic. The part of Gemini was played by Jubes. The part of Rotel was played by Chris Doyle. The part of Shanabella was played by Dana Donovan. The part of Mrs. Novotny was played by Andrea Engelsberg. The part of Hector was played by Ernesto Moncada. The part of Nathan was played by Andrew Jemsek. The part of Lim Yi was played by Nick Pasco. The part of Scooter was played by Matt Strangeways. All songs written by Serene Dominic. Shanabella's songs performed by Jude Jihad. Music produced by Steve Assetta and Serene Dominic. Fashions by Bonneville 5000. This is your announcer, Peter Gilstrap, speaking.
And now a bonus. A song from Vic Mastarone's Magnavox Stereo Console.